The whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. Richard Rogers, Carousel, μέρος δεύτερο, 2018. Yeah. ξεκινήσαμε στην προηγούμενη μας εκπομπή τη μουσική μας κούρσα πάνω στα λογάκια του Καρουσέλ, των Rodgers & Hammerstein, με μια ζωντανή ρετρό ηχογράφηση από το Lincoln Center το 1965. Τα χρόνια κυλάνε και κάποια πράγματα μένουν κλασικά. Έτσι, πάταγο έκανε η αναβίωση του musical αυτού το 2018 στο Broadway και η πολύ αναμενόμενη εμφάνιση ανάμεσα στα υπόλοιπα εξαίρετα μέλη του cast τη σοπράνο Renée Fleming στον κεντρικό ρόλο της Julie Jordan. Πάμε να απολαύσουμε αυτή τη σύγχρονη εκδοχή ενός vintage αριστουργήματος.
Did you like it when he talked to you that way? When he put you on the carousel today? Did you like that?
I'd rather not say.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. You are quieter and deeper than a well. And you never tell me nothing.
There's nothing that I can't or choose to tell.
You've been acting most peculiar. Every morning you're awake ahead of me. Always sitting by the window.
I like to watch the river meet the sea.
When we work in the mill, weaving at the loom, you gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time your shuttle gets twisted in the threads till you can't tell the warp from the woof.
Tain't so.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. You won't ever tell a body what you think. You're as tight-lipped as an oyster and as silent as an old Sahara spink.
Spinks.
Huh?
Spinks.
Uh-uh. Spinker.
You spell it with an X.
That's only when there's more than one.
Oh.
Look, Julie, I have been busting to tell you something lately.
You have?
Well, reason I didn't care to tell you before was because you didn't have a fella of your own. Now you got one. I can tell you about mine.
Carrie? What's his name?
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round bottom boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round bottom boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, Miss Pepperidge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pippridge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life. Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze. For all I can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days.
Cottage.
Tell me something. Are you scared of me?
I ain't scared.
Hey, your name? Julie. Julie something.
Julie Jordan.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you sorry that you didn't run away? You can still go if you wanna.
I reckon that I care to choose to stay. You couldn't take my money if I didn't have any, and I don't have a penny, that's true. And if I did have money, you couldn't take any, 'cause you'd ask and I'd give it to you.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you ever had a fella you give money to?
No.
Ain't you ever had a fella at all?
No.
Well, you must have had a fella you went walking with.
Yes.
Where'd you walk?
Nowhere special, I recall.
In the woods?
No.
On the beach?
No.
Did you love him?
No. Never loved no one. I told you that. I'm never going to marry. If I was going to marry, I wouldn't have to be such a stickler. But I'm never going to marry, and a girl who don't marry has got to be much more particular.
Suppose I was to say to you that I'd marry you. You wouldn't marry anyone like me, would you?
Yes, I would. If I loved you. It wouldn't make any difference what you... Even if I died for it.
How do you know what you'd do if you loved me? How you'd feel, or anything?
I don't know how I know.
Hmm.
Just the same, I know how I... How it'd be if I loved you. When I worked in the mill, weaving at the loom, I'd gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time the shadow would tangle in the threads, and the warp would get mixed with the woof. If I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't. But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try.
Wind tonight. Hardly any. You can't hear a sound, not the turn of a leaf, nor the fall of a wave hidden in the sand. The tide's creeping up on the beach like a thief, afraid to be caught stealing the land. On a night like this, I start to wonder what life is all about.
And I always say two heads are better than one to figure it out.
I don't need you or anyone to help me. I gotta figure it out for myself. We ain't important. What are we? A couple of specks or nothing? Look up there.
There's a hell of a lot of stars in the sky, and the sky's so big, the sea looks small, and two little people, you and I, we don't count at all.
You're different, all right. I don't know what it is. You look up at me with that little kid face like you trusted me. I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. I can just see myself kind of scrawny and frail, picking at my food and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie if I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't.
But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles, I'd go longing to tell you, but afraid and shy. I'd let my golden chances pass me.
I'm not a fella to marry anybody. Even if a girl was foolish enough to want me to, I wouldn't.
Don't worry about it, Billy.
Who's worried?
You're right. About there being no wind. Blossoms are just coming down by themselves. Just their time to, I reckon.
Thank you. first clam bake of the year, and this year's just like every other. March went out like a lion, a whipping up the water in the bay. Then April cried and stepped aside, and along come pretty little May. May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And a crowd of doubting Thomases was predicting that the summer'd never come.
But it's coming, by gum, you can feel it come. You can feel it in your heart, you can see it in the ground.
You can hear it in the trees, you can smell it in the breeze.
Look around, look around, look around.
June is busting out all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence. Because it's June,
June, June, June.
Just because it's June.
Out with sap.
Love has found my brother Junior,
and my sister's even loonier,
and my ma's getting kittenish with pap.
Junior's busting out all over.
Two ladies, the men are paying court. Lots of ships are kept at anchor just because a captain's hanker.
For a comfort they can only get in port.
Because it's June,
because it's
June, 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 June. Just because it's June.
Thank you.
too.
Augustine!
All the boys are feeling
Busted.
And the girls.
And even putting up a fight.
Because it's you, June, June, June. Just because it's
you,
June, June, June.
When you walk down the aisle, all the heads will turn. What a rustling of bonnets there'll be. And you'll try to smile, but your cheeks will burn. And your eyes will get so dim you can hardly see. With your orange blossoms quivering in your hand, you will stumble to the spot where the parson is. Then your finger will be ringed with a golden band. And you'll know the bell is yours.
And you are his. When I marry Mr. Snow, the flowers will be buzzing with the hum of bees.
The birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees.
When I marry Mr. Snow, then it's off to home we'll go. And both of us will look a little dreamy-eyed.
A drive into a cottage by the ocean side.
Sweet.
Well, Mr. Snow, here I am.
Then I'll kiss her so she'll know.
Mr. Snow!
Mr. Snow!
That everything'll be as right as right can be. Living in a cottage by the sea with me. Pepperidge, and I aim to make Miss Pepperidge change her name to Mrs. Enoch Snow.
Understand. When you're looking for fun, they clap you into jail. So I'm shipping off to sea, where life is gay and free, and a fella can flip a hook in the hip of a whale.
Blow high, blow low, away we will go. We'll go away, then a sailing away. Away we'll go, blow me high and low, for many, many a long, long day. For many.
Thank you. wonderful just to feel your hands upon a wheel,
and to listen to wind a whistling in the sail,
or to climb aloft and be the very first to see
a chrysanthemum spout come out of the snout of a whale.
Blow high, blow low, away we will go.
Rocking upon the sea, your boat will seem to be
like a dear little baby in her bassinet.
For she hasn't learned to walk, and she hasn't learned to talk,
and a little behind is kind of inclined to be wet.
Το θεατρικό έργο του Ούγγρου συγγραφέα Ferenc Molnár με τίτλο «Lilium» εξιστορεί το δράμα ενός άνδρα που δουλεύει στα αλογάκια του καρουσέλ αλλά και στην παρανομία για να ζήσει και να στηρίξει την αγαπημένη του και το αγέννητο ακόμα παιδί τους. Ο Lilium θα σκοτωθεί αλλά θα λάβει μια δεύτερη ευκαιρία από τον ουρανό να συμφιλειωθεί με την κόρη του χρόνια μετά ώστε να πάει στον παράδεισο και όχι στην κόλαση. Δεν τα καταφέρνει. Πραγματικά δεν είναι άξιο απορίας που το απεσιόδοξο αυτό θεατρικό έργο προπολεμικά κατέβηκε μετά τις πρώτες του παραστάσεις, αλλά μετά τον Πρώτο Παγκόσμιο Πόλεμο έκανε τεράστια επιτυχία. Το κοινό πλέον είχε άλλα μέτρα και σταθμά περί απεσιοδοξίας μετά τον πόλεμο. Το σίγουρο είναι ότι η μεταφορά του σε musical από τους Rodgers and Hammerstein ήρθε μαζί με μια αισιόδοξη, θα λέγαμε, αλλαγή στο σενάριο, αφού στα musicals εκείνης της εποχής ιδιαιτέρως, ο ήρωας βρίσκει πάντα το δρόμο του για τον παράδεισο.
I'll teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the mornings for a swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him, not my boy, not Bill. Bill. my boy Bill. I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. I don't give a damn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer in spikes. He can ferry a boat on a river or pedal a pack on his back, or work up and down the streets of a town with a whip and a horse and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Of course, it takes talent to do that well. He might be a champ of the heavyweights, or a fella that sells you glue, or president of the United States. That'd be all right too. His mother would like that, but he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be. Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No fat-bottomed, flabby-faced, pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bastard will boss him around. And I'm damned if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped virgin with blood like water, who'll give him a peck and call it a kiss and look in his eyes through a lorgnette. Say, why am I carrying on like this? My kid ain't even born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so, and starting in to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get around any girl. I can tell him, wait a minute, could it be? What the hell? What if he is a girl? Bill! Oh, Bill! What would I do with her? What could I do for her? A bum with no money. You can have fun with a son, but you gotta be a father to a girl. She mightn't be so bad at that. A kid with ribbons in her hair, a kind of sweet and petite little tin type of her mother. What a pair! My little girl, sweet and light as peaches and cream, is she? My little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellas of two or three, but my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I've gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try. I'll go out and make it, or steal it, or take it.
Out of the driftwood fire, they sizzled and crackled and sputtered, a song fit for an angel's choir.
Fit for an angel's, fit for an angel's, fit for an angel's choir.
We slid them down the back and peppered them good, and doused them in melted butter.
Then we tore away the claws and cracked them with our teeth, 'cause we weren't in a mood to putter.
Fit for an angel's, fit for an angel's.
Then at last come the clams,
steamed on the rock weed and popping from the shells.
Just how many of them gathered down the eggs?
We couldn't save ourselves. Oh,
this was a real nice clam bake. We're mighty glad we came. The pickles we ate were good, you bet. The company was the same. Our hearts are warm, our bellies are full, and we are feeling prime. This was a real nice clam bake, and we all had a real good time. We're sailing a boat and we'll sail again. We all had a real good time.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky.
beyond the pearly gates to a beautiful marble hall. Take me before the highest throne and let me be judged by the highest judge of all. Let the Lord shout and yell and his eyes flash flame. I promise not to quiver when he calls my name. Let him send me to hell, but before I go, I feel that I'm entitled to a hell of a show. Want pink-faced angels on a purple cloud, twanging on their harps till their fingers get red. Want organ music, let it roll out loud, rolling like a wave washing over my head. Want every star in heaven hanging in the room, shining in my eyes when I hear my doom. Reckon my sins are good big sins, and the punishment won't be small. So take me before the highest throne and let me be judged by the highest judge of all.
Αυτή ήταν και η δεύτερη πιο σύγχρονη εκδοχή του Καρουσέλ το 2018, με το cast της τελευταίας αναβίωσης του έργου στο Broadway και την υπέροχη Ρένε Φλέμινγκ στον κεντρικό ρόλο της Τζούλι. Ώρα να κατεβούμε και εμείς από τα ξύλινα αλογάκια μας. Φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκληση.
Loved you.